On most days, Sabrina's Cafe in Philadelphia's Fairmount neighborhood is a busy place. Robert Diabru is one of the owners of the spot, a few blocks from the Ben Franklin Parkway.
Typical morning would be our chefs getting in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then our servers coming in at 7. And then for the PM shift, that starts at 3. Our managers now, they're there sometimes from 8 in the morning till closing. They work about 55, 60 hours a week.
Serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day at this pace requires a constant flow of supplies.
We get 3 deliveries a week from a major supplier, and then we have daily deliveries of produce, and then we have our seafood delivery that comes in 3 times a week.
So what happens when you try to get deliveries in the midst of what the mayor calls the biggest event in Philadelphia's history? Diabro's advice is to stay calm.
No need to get extra stressed, because it's not going to fix it. When there are events on the parkway, we are very busy. I mean, how many more people are you going to do? When you reach capacity, you reach capacity.
But this event brings road closures, security checkpoints, and predictions of huge crowds that will make even walking around a challenge. Besides their cafe in the heart of Pope Mania, Sabrina's has 2 other locations that are affected. One on Powelton Avenue near Drexel University, which is also in the Francis Festival grounds, or traffic box, and their cafe in Wynwood.
That restaurant is located next to the seminary where the Pope is staying.
Each location has its own set of challenges, calling for creative workarounds.
Anastasia Produce, he's telling me that as of right now, he's not going to be able to get a Drexel for delivery. So we're thinking of maybe meeting him at a certain point, and then I guess we'll hand trucks.
What about restaurants in the real inner circle, along the parkway, inside the security checkpoints?
Traditionally, we get the orders in, our deliveries from 6 a.m. up to 11 a.m., Now, Secret Service are telling us when we can and cannot get them, so we have to work around it.
Liam Kelly is managing partner at Con Murphy's Irish Pub, right on the parkway.
Right now, they tell us we can get overnight deliveries from 12 midnight to 4 a.m. on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, which is Friday night and Saturday night. People are saying, it must be tough to work with. We're open 20 hours a day, so if we have to stay open an extra 2 hours to make sure there's somebody here to receive a delivery so we can stay open at 20 hours a day, it's great.
After planning around the tricky logistics, Kelly feels that other big events have prepared his staff for this one.
They get 1 million people on the parkway, they reckon, for an average 4th of July festival. This will be a little bit different, where we hope to get 2 or 3 days of that back to back.
So with provisions secured, aided by that last-minute edict allowing overnight deliveries in the security zone, the next challenge was, how will the staff get to work? At Sabrina's, Robert Diabru was especially concerned about his staff getting to the Wynwood location.
We're in the middle of getting a home rented for our staff and then giving them an option that they can stay there and then walk to work.
Liam Kelly says the staff at Con Murphy's is relying on their social network.
We're just going to stay. We're going to stay with friends within the zone, using every output we possibly have. So we're crashing on floors. We're all staying in groups. Everyone is just knuckling down and going camping for the weekend, basically.
These restaurants are busy, high-pressure environments. Kelly and Diabru both say they and their staff are adaptable. But the hardest part has been incomplete information that changes frequently. Robert Diabru.
No one really knows exactly what's going to happen. Secret Service is involved. They visit the restaurants. The police department's involved. We reached out to them. They're very helpful. But at the end of the day, the Secret Service makes the final call. We don't know what that call is going to be. I don't think anyone really knows.
Liam Kelly is eager to stop preparing and execute the plan.
I think at this point it's been going on for 6 months. Everybody just wants to get it on and get it over with.
Residents and visitors can rest assured if you can get to the events this weekend, you won't go hungry. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.